It is such a joy to see Brother JR.
好久不见。
Long time no see.
我们先有点祷告，好吧。
Let's start with words of prayers.
主，我们感谢你又再给我们一次相聚在你的面前的机会。
Lord, we thank you for giving us another opportunity to gather before you.
我们何等需要你的宝血来洁净我们。
How much we need your precious blood to cleanse us.
我们也何等需要你那无限量的圣灵来充满我们。
And how much we need your unlimited Holy Spirit to fill us.
我们也何等需要你在说的、翻译的、在听的人里面、外面一切方面做工。
And how much we need you to work inside and outside for all the one who speak, the one who translate, and those who hear.
求你向我们显现。
Pray that you manifest yourself to us.
使我们这一点的时间在你面前成为可纪念的时间。
So that the time here can be remembered by you.
也叫我们因为遇见你，我们带着你的宝足，带着你的丰富回去。
And because we will meet you, therefore we return with all your fullness.
我依靠把下面的时间交托在你的手中。
We rely on totally on you for the following time.
求你向我们说话，也在我们身上做人所不能做的工作。
Pray that you speak to us and also do the work that man cannot do on us.
愿荣耀敬拜的归给你自己。
May all the glory, praises, and blessings unto yourself.
奉我们救主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read a few places of scriptures.
首先读哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Let's start with 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
我想这一节应该我们弟兄姊妹都很有印象啊，我们很久都一直提到这一节。
As we have mentioned many times about this verse, most of you have deep impression on this.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord.
好，这后面特别是讲说，好进入与他儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通。
The second part it says, enter into the fellowship of His Jesus Christ, of His Son Jesus Christ.
我们再看第二章，从第九节到第十六节。
And chapter 2, start from verse 9 through 16.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的。是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the spirit of God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God.
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
这个最后一节说，谁曾知道主的心？这个心其实是心思，那个心思。那但我们是有基督的心，也是讲到 心思是基督的心思。
As the verse 16 mentioned about the mind of the Lord.
所以可以我们给我们看到，就是说，因着进入天父与神儿子的交通，所以因为圣徒进入这个交通，所以逐渐基督的心思成为圣徒的心思。
So we can see that as the fellowship with the Heavenly Father and the Son, and because therefore the mind of Christ become the mind of the saints.
那这个过程呢，全部都是圣灵的工作。
And it is all the work of the Holy Spirit for this entire work.
那在哥林多前书第二章哈，第九节或者说是第二章全部，这就第二章第九节到十六节呢，这个图画在哪里呢？
So where is the picture for this second chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 9 through 16?
虽然这个我个人在这方面是主给我很有恩典，我有经历到一个许多方面。
The Lord has been very gracious to me, so that I have experienced many different things.
但是呢，我看到圣经有一个很明显的图画在那里。
But I do see there's a very obvious picture in the Bible.
这个图显的图画就是斯提凡这一个人。
And this picture is the person of Stephen.
所以你想想斯提凡这个人，如果你读过《使徒行传》第六章、第七章，你看看、想想他的时候，你就发现这一幅图、这一段圣经，那个实际的人物，就好像斯提凡所表现的。
So if you have read chapter 6 and 7 for Book of Acts, then you can think about which this Second Corinthians chapter 2 really manifests is the person of Stephen.
我们再看看一点斯提凡的圣经哈。
So let's read the place of scripture that talks about Stephen.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
第五节前半部。
The first part of chapter 5. I'm sorry. First part of verse 5.
大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。
And the saying pleased the whole multitude that they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost.
第八节。
Verse 8.
斯蒂凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people.
第十节到第十五节。
From verse 10 to 15.
斯蒂凡是以智慧和能力和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住。
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke.
就买出人来说，我们听见他说谤读摩西和神的话。
And the suborned man and which said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God.
他们又耸动了百姓、长老并文士，就忽然来捉拿他，把他带到公会去。
And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council.
设下假见证说，这个人说话不住地糟践圣所和律法。
And set up false witness, which said, this man ceased not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law.
我们曾听见他说，这拿撒勒人耶稣要毁坏此地，也要改变摩西所教给我们的规条。
For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the custom which Moses delivered us.
在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
And all that sat in the council looking steadfastly on him saw his face as it had been the face of an angel.
我们再看第七章，使徒行传第七章第五十五节。
And let'sLook at chapter Book of Acts chapter 7 and verse 55.
但斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
就说我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。
And said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.
第五十九节。
Verse 59.
他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说，求主接收我的灵魂。
And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说的这话就睡了。
And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this thing to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
我们知道在教会初期当人数增加的时候就发生了许多的事情。
We know that many things happen when at the early days of church, when people increase.
那有一件事情就是说这个希利尼话的，就是说希腊话的这些犹太人向希伯来说希伯来话的抱怨，说他们的需要这个尤其寡妇的需要呢就受到了忽略。
One thing was that those who spoke Greek, they complained against the Hebrew, saying that their widows were being neglected.
后来就拣选了七个执事出来。
Then they chose the seven ministers.
那这七个人的其中一个就是司提反。
And among those seven, one of them was Stephen.
司提反呢是特别明，这七个里面他特别明显的一位。
Stephen was one of the obvious ones among the seven.
那他们呢？他们是已经在神面前，在弟兄姊妹当中，在没有信主人面前，都已经有很好的见证。
Those seven already have very good testimony before non-believers, before God, and before brothers and sisters.
中文是翻译说有好名声哈，其实他们已经有很好的见证。
In Chinese, it says good report, but actually they do have good testimonies.
所以给我们看到就是说，不是等到我们已经在教会里面，或者说在什么事情上有一个好像人家认可的一个所谓的工作或者是地位，你才开始有好名声。
So it shows us that it's not that we start to have good report only when we are being approved by others.
可能是没有人特别在乎我们，没有人也特别注意我们，但是呢，见证已经在我们身上呢显出来了。
It might be that we are being ignored or nobody really pays attention to us. However, the testimony has already been manifested.
所以为主做见证是一信主的时候就开始。
So to testify for the Lord starts as soon as we believe the Lord.
不是要做特别的事情才开始为主做见证。
It's not that we have to do something special in order to testify for him.
所以司提反身上有一个见证就是他在还没有起来好像公开做什么大事情的时候神的见证在他身上已经是实际的。
So there's a testimony on Stephen is that even before he does something really good in public, it is really practical of what Lord's testimony upon him.
那另外一个呢，司提反是被圣灵大大充满的人。
And another thing is that Stephen was someone being filled by the Holy Spirit.
你发现他被圣灵充满的情况呢，完全不低于使徒。
You realize that how he was being filled by the Holy Spirit really was not less than the apostles.
所以这告诉我们说，每一个弟兄姊妹都不可以轻看自己。
So it tells us that for each brother sister, we should not look low upon ourselves.
就好像保罗说，那些有名的使徒并没有给我帮助什么。
Just like Paul said that for all those Apostles with famous names really did not help us much.
因为真正的帮助，真正的供应来源是神自己。
For the true help and the true provision is from the Lord Himself.
所以司提反呢，他在还没有就是说被安排什么工作以前呢，他已经是被圣灵大大充满的人。
So even before Stephen was being assigned for any kind of work, he was already being filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以这对我来提醒，对我们大家提醒怎么说？我们应该每一个弟兄姊妹从得救的第一天开始就要被圣灵充满。
Therefore, it's a great reminder for us that for all of us, that each brother, sister, as soon as we believe the Lord, we shall be filled by the Holy Spirit.
也可以说，如果我们不被圣灵充满，我们不会有好见证。
We can also say that if we are not being filled by the Holy Spirit, then we will not have good testimonies.
不被圣灵充满，生命不会更新变化。
Not being filled by the Holy Spirit, our life shall not, will not be renewed.
可以非常热心，但不一定是神的带领。
We might be very zealous, but those might not be from God.
所以司提反是在还没有被这一个安排在明显的服事上的时候，他已经是被圣灵充满的人。
So Stephen was someone that even before that he was being assigned any obvious work, he was already being filled by the Holy Spirit.
这对我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是一个极大的鼓励。
So that's a great encouragement for each one of us.
而且怎么样说，他不但被圣灵充满，他是智慧充足。
Not only he was filled by the Holy Spirit, but he was full of wisdom.
所以你想哈，我们在人在地上是有智慧。
So as you think about it, we do have wisdom on earth.
但圣经告诉我们智慧是什么？有属地的智慧，跟属天的智慧。
But the Bible tells us there's earthly wisdom as well as a heavenly wisdom.
或者说有黑暗的智慧，有光明的智慧。
Well, wisdom of darkness or the wisdom of light.
所以斯提凡他的智慧应该是属天的智慧，是光明的智慧，是那个圣洁的智慧。
And the wisdom of Stephen shall be the heavenly wisdom, the wisdom of light, and the wisdom of holiness.
因为是属天的智慧，是光明的智慧，做起事来什么？当然是属天的，是光明的，当然也是什么？如果是它是清洁的智慧，做起事来什么？当然是清洁的。
So if those are the wisdom of heavenly, of light, and also of holiness, then of course what he does is heavenly and also full of light and also with holiness.
所以这个是他的一个特性。
So that's his characteristics.
还有一个特性是什么？
So what's another one?
大有信心。
Full of faith.
你知道在提摩太前书哈，保罗告诉我们。
In 1 Timothy, Paul told us.
要参与教会的侍奉，在参与之前，尤其是被安排在任何的服事之前，先要有信心的试验。
Paul tells us that even before you start to serve or participate in any of the services, that first of all, you should go through the trial of faith.
所以从保罗告诉我们说，如果这个信心是没有的话，他其实不适合服事。
So from what Paul told us that if you're without faith, this person is not suitable to serve.
因为所有的圣徒，所有蒙恩得救人是走信心的路。
Because for all the saints, for all those who are being saved by grace, you walk the walk of faith.
所以我们显出的见证也是写信心的见证。
Therefore, the testimony we manifest is also the testimony of faith.
所以我们个人在个人的生活当中都不如果不能够活在信心的实际里面，那在教会的服事上就没有办法有信心的服事。
Therefore, if in our individual lives we cannot walk in the daily life of faith, then there is no serve of faith in our church life.
所以保罗的话是讲得非常的清楚的。
So what Paul said was very clear.
在参与教会服事之前，尤其被安排之前，先要有信心的试验。
So therefore, before you are being assigned or participate in the, any of the service in church, there shall be going through the trial of faith.
如果没有通过信心的试验，这个人要暂时等候，再准备好好的学习。
Therefore, if someone hasn't been gone through the trial of faith, this person shall wait before the Lord to learn.
所以我们看到斯提凡他是有神的见证在他身上，有圣灵充满在他身上，又有神的智慧在他身上，又有信心在他身上。
So we do see that Stephen has the testimony of the Lord and also being filled by the Holy Spirit and with the wisdom of the Lord and faith on him.
那他怎么会这样子呢？
So how did he become like this?
从他这个起来做见证的话，你就知道这个人跟神的关系是非常的亲密的人。
So from what he said before the public as a testimony, you know that he has a very intimate relationship with the Lord.
所以他不是只是停留在一个很浅的交通。
It's not that he only has a very shallow fellowship.
他与天父跟神儿子交通到一个地步，神非常喜悦他。
He has a such good fellowship with the Father and the Son to the point that God really is pleased with him.
所以你会看见哈，就是说他面对的那一批人，要逼迫他那批人是不容易的那批人。
And you see, all those people who persecute him were not the easy ones.
啊，那些有文士啊，也有祭司长啊，也有这些法利赛人啊，这都是圣经很熟的人。
They were all the scribes, chief of priests, or also the Pharisees. Those were the people who were so familiar with the Bible.
但你发现那些圣经很熟的人，他没有斯提凡的看见。
But you see, all those who were so familiar with the Bible, but they really did not have the seeing as Stephen saw.
斯提凡也许圣经还没有像他们读的这么细、这么准确，但是呢，他能看见他们看不见的。
Maybe Stephen was not yet reading the Bible as in detail or accurate as those group of people, but he saw what they did not see.
所以在他身上就显出他与神的交通是不同凡响。
So it really showed upon him that there was something very special about him and his fellowship with God.
那我从他这个殉道以前所讲的这段话呢，我发现了几个重点。
So I found some important aspects of what he said before his martyrdom.
我想我如果没有我没有办法，可能把它非常详细的讲完。
It might be that I'm not able to talk all of them through in details.
但我先把一个重点给大家提醒一下。
But let me share some important points with you.
第一个重点就是，他与神交通到一个地步，他能看见神的显现和神的见证。
First is that his fellowship with God was to the point that he could see the manifestation of God.
你在读圣经的时候，或者你在知道神在做事情，你能真的看见神的显现吗？
When you read the Bible or when you see the work of God, are you able really to see the manifestation of him?
你能看见神的见证在哪里吗？
Are you able to see where God's testimony is?
第二点。
Second.
他看见神的见证是显明在受神差遣的人身上。
He saw the testimony of God manifest among those who are being sent by God.
所以他提到好一些方面。
So he has mentioned a lot of things.
第三点。
Sir.
他很清楚地看见神的子民失败和神对神子民失败的处理。
Clearly he saw that God's people failed and also how God judges all those people who failed.
所以他这也是提醒我们说，我们如果失败的话，求主赶快给我们恢复，不要继续失败下去。
That also reminds us that if we fail, then pray the Lord restore us quickly so we do not continue to be in failure.
第四点，就是他注意到就是法柜的帐幕和神的安息。
He noticed the tabernacle of the testimony and God's rest.
神不是只要那个帐幕而已。
God does not just need a tabernacle.
神不但把帐幕设立在人间，神自己要得到，在神的子民中要得到安息。
God does not just set a tabernacle on earth, but God would like to find rest among his people.
第五点呢，就是他看见耶稣基督的见证。
Fifth is that he saw the testimony of Jesus Christ.
然后呢，第六点就是他自己呢，显明耶稣基督的见证和耶稣基督的心思在他身上成为实际的。
The sixth point is that himself revealed that the testimony of Christ, Jesus Christ, and also the
耶稣基督的心思在他身上成为实际。
And the mind of Jesus Christ become a reality in him.
好，我们回头再看这个第一点。
So let's go back to see the first point.
他从亚伯拉罕这个整个从离开加勒底乌尔到进迦南这个过程中。
So through the process of Abraham who left Ur of Chaldees and into Canaan.
是他告诉我们说，荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
He told us that the glorious God appeared to Abraham.
那这个显现产生什么结果？
So what was the appearing? What was the result of this appearing?
神对亚伯拉罕显现，产生一个结果就是神可以指示亚伯拉罕做什么事情。
So the result of God appearing to Abraham was that God is able to show Abraham what to do.
所以神他就说，神就是他要亚伯拉罕呢，往神指示他要去的地方去。
So God told Abraham to go where God would like him to go.
亚伯拉罕他往神指示他去的时候，他完全是凭信心去的。
When Abraham went where God would like him to go, he went by faith.
因为神没有把话讲清讲完，所以呢，他只是跟随这样走下去。
Because God did not complete what he would like to tell Abraham all at once, therefore he just followed by faith.
但是亚伯拉罕离开了加勒底的乌尔，进到迦南呢，这给我们有个重要的功课。
But there was an important lesson for Abraham to leave the Ur of Chaldees to enter into Canaan.
就是因为神的显现，亚伯拉罕他必须要离开他的本族、本地、本产富家。
Because of God's appearing, therefore Abraham had to leave his father's house and his old home.
然后进入迦南。
To enter into Canaan.
所以这里有一个是离开，另外一个是进入。
So there was the departing and entering.
所以如果说我们遇见过神。
Therefore, if we have met God before,
如果我们真的说我们遇见过神，
if truly we say we have met him,
我们有没有像亚伯拉罕遇见过神的时候，他要离开他原来的，然后进入神所要他进入的。
So have we ever been just like Abraham to left where he was and enter into what God would like him to enter?
如果我们都没有，那我们那个预见是 yes 是预见的，但是什么，是个没有效的预见。
If we have never done that, then maybe we have met God, but that was not effective.
但是亚伯拉罕的预见怎么样说？他不能留在原地，他不能过原来的生活，他要照着神带领，过神要他在带领的生活。
But for Abraham to meet God, it resulted in him that he could not stay in his original place. He had to go to live where God would like him to go.
用新约的话来讲，就是脱离旧造，穿上新造。
In New Testament words is that we left the old being and to put on the new being.
我们有时候一个困难，我自己也像这样的经历，就是有时候呢，旧造呢脱什么脱一半，你知道？那新的也没进，那只是一脚进一脚没进，这都不行的。
Our difficulty is that maybe we only put off half of our old self, but we still cannot really enter into the new being.
所以神向亚伯拉罕显现，是叫他彻底的离开迦勒底的乌尔，而且呢，完全进入迦南去。
So when God appeared to Abraham, God would like him to completely leave the Ur of Chaldees and completely enter to Canaan.
所以我们盼望神常常遇见我们。
So pray that God often meets us.
让我们脱不干净能够脱干净。
So whatever we cannot totally put off, we can be put off.
进不去的呢，能够被神带领到进得去。
So whatever we cannot enter, may the Lord lead us to enter in.
啊，这是第一个功课。
And that's the first lesson.
第二个功课就是什么？神把他带到所迦南地之后，才告诉他说要应许把这个块地给他。
The second lesson is that after God brought him into Canaan, then God promised that this land shall be his.
啊，那所以许多时候哈，我们接受神的应许，我们要站在神给我们站的位置上。
So often for us to receive God's promise, we should stand where God would like us to stand.
啊，这个如果我们不愿意站在神给我们已经安排的位置上面，给已经赐给我们位置上面，我们实际上没有接受这个应许。
So if we do not stay in the position which God has given us, we actually have not yet accepted this promise.
在基督徒认识和跟随主的过程当中，明白神的应许，接受神的应许是一件重要的事情。
For a Christian to walk and to know the Lord, to understand and receive God's promise is very important.
如果一个人说他信耶稣，但逐渐他不在乎神应许什么，我相信他逐渐就变成没有盼望，没有路走。
For if someone says that he believes in Jesus, but if he really does not know and not care about what God's promise is, then slowly he should have no way to walk.
神的应许是跟神的旨意是连在一起的。
God's promise is completely related to God's will.
所以如果我们明白了神的旨意，进入神的应许，就有路走了。
So if we understand God's will and enter into His promise, then we have a way out.
因为明白神的应许，因为接受神的应许，所以你基督的路变成积极的路。
Because for us to understand God's promise and receive His promise, then it becomes an active way as we walk.
所以如果我们在一起聚会，我们不会会只是要维持一个聚会作为满足。
So if we gather, it's not just that we try to keep this gathering to become our satisfaction.
我们不会说以一个宗教的活动那些作为满足。
We are not satisfied with any religious activities.
我们愿意像保罗一样，忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
We are willing to be like Paul, forgetting what's behind and running towards the prize of gold of prize.
因为你知道神要什么。
Because you know what God wants.
因为你知道神对你呼召是什么。
Because you know what God's calling to you is.
因为你知道神前面引导是什么。
Because you know what God's guidance is.
但是呢，神又对亚伯拉罕说，他的后裔呢，要到埃及去，还要受他们苦待，然后400年以后，神要把他们带出来。
God told Abraham that his children should go to Egypt, and after 400 years, God will bring them out again.
但是神说什么？他要惩罚埃及。
But God also said that He shall punish Egypt.
不但说这样，神说你们从埃及出来的之后呢，是要侍奉神。
Not only that, God said that after they leave Egypt, they shall serve God.
所以这里好像提醒我，就是进入神的国度是需要经过许多的艰难的。
So he reminds me that in order to enter into the kingdom of God, many difficulties, trials shall be experienced.
所以虽然神的应许是清楚的，神的带领也清楚的，但是在这个过程当中是有许多艰难的状况发生。
Therefore, even though God's promise and guidance are very clear, but during this process, there are many difficulties.
但是常常我们因为面对艰难呢，有时候哈，我们这个人因为生在最终，长在最终哈，所以有时候遇到艰难的时候，就把我们这个犯罪的这些过去犯罪行就把它挑出来。
But because we are born in sin and grow up in sin, therefore when we face difficulty and trials, it really stir up our past experiences.
但实在神允许我们经历许多艰难，是叫我们能够更被成全，更被炼净，新造的生命在我们身上能更成为实际。
But God allowed us to go through difficulties is so that we can be refined and be mature, and also this new life become a reality in us.
所以我们实在就要对自己用暴力，不是对别人用暴力。
So we shall truly do violence to ourselves, not to do violence to others.
如果我们对别人用暴力，不对自己用暴力，那就不是进国度的路。
If we do violence to others, but not do violence to ourselves, that is not a way to enter into the kingdom.
也就是说，你可以处在一个完全不合理的状态底下，但是你旧造的那个生命的败坏不出来。
That is to say that you are able to be under the circumstances that's totally unreasonable, but the corruptible of your old life is not being shown.
我们有时候落在一个可怜的光景，就是新造的生命没有显出来，旧造的败坏还是常常在那里张牙舞爪。
We often fall into this pitiful condition that our newness of life is not able to be manifested, but our oldness.Old life is always being shown.
那表示我们跟主的交通不够。
It means that our fellowship with the Lord is not enough.
那表示我们受圣灵生命的带领不够。
It shows that us being guided by the Holy Spirit is not enough.
那也表示我们对主的信心非常不够。
And it also shows that our faith toward the Lord is really not enough.
需要做很大的怜悯。
We need the Lord's great mercy.
啊，而且呢？神还赐给亚伯拉罕一个割礼的约。
And also God has given Abraham the promise of circumcision.
神是用约来绑住他自己。
God has bound himself with a covenant.
其实这是什么？神要被带回神家里面做新造的人。
So that is to be bring us into the house of God to become a new creature.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你看不看这种神给你立的约？
I don't know if brothers and sisters, you really see the importance of God's covenant with you.
或者还记得不记得
Or whether you remember or not.
对不对？但是继续活在神的约里面，是要认识神的信实。
But in order to continue to live in the covenant of God, is that you have to understand the mind of God.
神是讲信用的。
God is faithful.
神说了就算数。
Whatever he said is yes.
但是只有什么？有信心的人可以见证神是信实的。
But only those who are with faith can testify that God is faithful.
如果我们因为看生活太艰难，环境太艰难，问题太艰难，我们都放弃，就是我们也放弃神给我们的约定，那我们就没有办法见证这个。
If we give up because we see how difficult our life and circumstances are, then we just give up and then we really cannot testify God's promise and faithfulness.
所以你可以看到斯蒂芬所看见的。都是神开始的。
So you see that what Stephen saw are all originated from God.
源头是神。
The source.
过程是神。
So is the process.
盼望也是神，将来希望还是在神那里。
And the hope is upon Him.
所以这里激励我们怎么样？我们一定要跟我们的天父、跟主耶稣有非常融洽、密切的关系。
So it really encourages us that we must have a very harmonious and also intimate relationship with our Lord.Heavenly Father.
不能因为任何人、任何事情、任何的问题拦阻这个关系。
There shall be no hindrance by any people or nor any difficulties for such relationship.
如果我们失去了这个关系，他看见了，我们就看不见。
If we have lost such relationship, whatever Stephen saw that we cannot see.
所以我在看这个斯蒂凡，我觉得他好像是什么？他用属灵的话来解释属灵的事情，因为这些呢，在旧约他并没有讲的这样，就是说这么条理。
So what I look at Stephen is that he used spiritual words to explain spiritual things because those were not really being explained in Old Testament.
所以就是因为神的灵在他里面很丰富的运行, 所以他能知道神在做什么。
Because the Spirit of God has been really moved freely among him, therefore he knows what God was doing.
千万不要以为这是需要信主非常多年才可以达到的事情。
Definitely don't think that. That's something can only be achieved after we believe the Lord for many years.
这些的情形是什么?你只要跟主的关系非常的好,非常的融洽, 也许不用很长的时间,他所得到的,你就是就成为你得到的。
If you have such good and harmonious relationship with the Lord, then really it does not take that long for you to understand what Stephen understood.
所以他说,除了神的灵,是没有人知道神的事情。
Therefore, that says that apart from the Spirit of God, nobody can discern the things of God.
所以对我们来讲,你要明白神的事情,你需要时时地被圣灵充满。
So to us, in order to understand the things of God, you shall be always being filled by the Holy Spirit.
不要以某几个人告诉我们的可以满足。
Don't be satisfied just by what a few people told us.
我在信主的初期受了一个很好的一个提醒。
When I just believed the Lord, I had a great reminder.
不管是你尊重的人,或者是你不太在乎的人,他跟你说了什么,你最好带到主面前去。
Whether those you respect or those you really don't care, whatever they told you, it would be the best you bring all those to the Lord. Because only the Spirit of God knows the things of God.
你怎么知道人家告诉你的那些事情,在神面前都站得住呢?
How do you know that all those things told by others can be stand before God?
你只有到神面前去。
Only that when you go before God.
如果你能够进到跟神有那个融洽透彻的交通，你就能知道说你现在所看到、所听到的，在神面前是什么，有什么价值。神怎么看这个东西？
Only when you enter into the harmonious and also sorrow fellowship with God, then you can understand and know what you hear, what you saw. What are their value before God?
所以这是一个重要的学习。
So that's some important learning.
然后你跟神有个好的关系呢，你就看得懂神开恩赐给我们的事情是什么。
Then when you have a good relationship with God, then you understand what God has given us by His grace.
像这个斯提凡，他在光亚伯拉罕这一段呢，他至少看见什么？神会引导他，神会是应许给他，神一步，神都说预备所有一切。
So at least through what happened to Abraham, Stephen saw that God will guide him and also give the promise and God will provide all things.
所以基督徒他的生活应该是一个不断的遇见神的生活。
So the Christian life shall be the life that shall always meet God.
另外呢,他也看到这个什么,他也讲到这个约瑟,约瑟虽然被他的哥哥们卖到埃及去,
And also Stephen saw that even though Joseph was being sold to Egypt by his brothers,
他卖到埃及去做奴隶,
and he was being sold a slave in Egypt.
但是这里说什么?神却与他同在。
But that there says that, but God was with him.
神常常显明他是与为他旨意而活的人同在。
God often revealed that his presence is with those who live according to his will.
So, 虽然约瑟是被摆在最低的位置上,
even though Joseph was being put in the lowest position,
最受苦的环境底下,
in such trial of circumstances,
但是神与他同在,
but God was with him.
所以现在对我们来讲的话, 我们要注意神到底与我与不与我同在。
So to us, we shall pay attention to whether God is with us.
我们不是只注意说, 为什么我这么苦啊? 为什么这么艰难呢? 为什么这样子那样子啊?
We do not just pay attention on why are we suffering so much.
所以我若只注意到我这么难、这么苦、这么不受重视, 那我是什么? 我的心中充满都是抱怨,甚至充满了苦毒。
If I only pay attention to the difficult of circumstances and I'm being despised, then my heart is full of bitterness and complaint.
但是如果神的同在是与我们同在,
but if God's presence is with us,
就是我们被摆在最低的位置上面, 都可以把神的祝福带进你所接触的地方。
Even though we are being put in the lowest of position, but we can still bring out God's blessing.
所以约瑟的主人说什么？我知道我的祝福什么是从你来的。
So the master of Joseph said that I know my blessing comes from you.
那约瑟也亲自经历什么？神救他脱离一切的苦难，又使他在埃及王法老面前的恩典有智慧。
And Joseph also experienced that God has delivered him out of all the sufferings and difficulties, and also gave him all the wisdom before the Pharaoh in Egypt.
许多时候，神允许一些的，因为神的旨意缘故，神允许一些受苦的经历。
Because of God's will, therefore He allows some experience of suffering.
其实是叫我们更认识他的拯救。
But that is to understand of His deliverance even more.
也叫我们更知道他的恩典有多大。
And let us to know how great is His grace.
许多的时候是因为我们不知道他的恩典有多大，所以我们对自己很有恩典，对别人没有恩典。
Often it's because that we do not know how great is His grace, therefore we are gracious to ourselves, but not gracious to others.
但神的恩典是在人的软弱上显为完全。
But God's grace is being sufficient and also being show complete upon those who are weak.
而且神也允许在许多好像死亡或者是把你压到这个没有办法的情况下，来显明神的智慧在你身上。
And also it's to manifest God's wisdom is upon this person under such death or difficult circumstances.
犯罪的智慧不算什么智慧。
It's not a wisdom for the wisdom to sin.
神的智慧总是高过人的智慧。
God's wisdom is higher than man's.
所以这个人他如果有充满神的同在，神就让他在不可能的情况底下显出他超越的智慧在他身上。
So if this person has God's presence, then God shows that in such impossible circumstances that God's wisdom is with him.
而且约瑟亲自经历是使人降卑使人升高的是耶和华。
And what Joseph experienced was that it is Jehovah who led someone to be abased and also to exalt someone.
这跟这世界的观念不一样。
That's totally the opposite of the world's idea.
世界的观念就是想尽一切办法把自己升高。
World's idea is that we use all our effort to exalt ourselves.
但是呢，真正使人降卑使人升高的是耶和华。
But it is Jehovah who led someone to be abased or to be exalted.
所以这个有神见证的人呢，他经历这个更明显、更丰富。
But for someone who has the testimony of God, he can experience this even more obviously and abundantly.
那他也提到摩西。
And he has also mentioned Moses.
40岁的时候，摩西呢，他认为他有办法把以色列人拯救出来。
When Moses was 40 years old, he thought he was able to deliver the Israelites.
但明显他那个时候神还没有正式的差派他。
But very obviously, God has not yet sent him at that time.
所以虽然他很勇敢，他也很有能力，他打死了一个埃及人。
So even though he was brave and full of power, and he even killed an Egyptian.
但是他的弟兄只说一句话，就把他吓跑了。
But he got scared away just by what his brother said.
那表示神的能力不在他身上。
That shows that God's power was not upon him.
没有神的能力是不能为神做什么。
Without God's power, one cannot do anything for God.
但是等到他80岁，他已经发现他什么都不能的时候。
But when Moses was 80 years old, he realized that he could do nothing.
神反而去差派他。
Then God actually sent him.
神差派他的时候什么？神是向他显现。
When God sent him, God appeared to him.
所以再次看到神的显现是非常重要的。
So once again, we see the appearing of God is very important.
那神向他显现，他说我不行了。
So when God appeared to him, he said, "I'm unable."
但是呢，神说他什么？神说他是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
But God told him that he is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
神向摩西启示神自己是谁。
God revealed to Moses who he is.
主耶稣说这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是神不是死人的神，神是活人的神。
as God told him that he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that shows that God is not the God of dead, but God of living.
那个撒都该人来问主耶稣说，有七个兄弟，每一个人，那就是老大娶了妻子死了，后来老二接着老大又把他娶了，没有生孩子，老二也死了，到第七个，每一个都娶过这个女子，那复活的时候怎么办？
When the Sadducees came to tempt Jesus and asked him that there were seven brothers and each one of them got married to this woman and each one of them passed away without son, so at the time of resurrection, what should they do?
主耶稣的回答说，你们错了，因为不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。
And Lord Jesus told them that you were all wrong because you do not understand Bible, nor do you know the power of God.
神不是死人的神，神是活人的神。
God is not the God of dead, but the God of living.
所以神启示，神完全超越我们现在所能明白的。
So when God reveals, it really surpasses our understanding.
而且神他也亲自向受他差遣的人说话。
And God Himself speaks to those who are being sent by Him.
所以摩西被神差遣，摩西要亲自听到神向他说话。
So as Moses was being sent by God, Moses himself heard personally what God spoke to him.
今天我们有一个弟兄姊妹祷告说，神现在是什么？借着他儿子说话。
As there was a brother or sister pray today that God speaks through His Son.
那今天。我们蒙恩得救人可以直接听到神儿子向我们说话的声音。
So today for us saved by grace, we can directly hear what God's Son speak to us.
所以我们需要什么？与主进交通到一个地步，能够常常有神的话在我们身上。
So we have to fellowship with the Lord to the point that often there are God's words upon us.
这里不是讲说你背多少圣经。
It's not that how many Bible you have memorized.
这是神把那个字面的圣经变成活的话在你的身上。
It's that God has let the words on the Bible become a reality of living words on you.
这个是有福的。
That's a blessing.
许多事情我们许多现在追求都带不走。
There are so many things that we pursue we cannot take away.
但是今天如果神的话在我们身上成为一个生命的实际。
But if today God's words become a reality of life in us,
这是要带到永恒去的。
We will bring that into eternity.
所以我们要看重这件事情。
So we shall see this.
我遇见过有的弟兄啊或者姊妹，他们年纪大了，什么也记不得了。
I have met some brothers, elderly brothers and sisters that they really cannot memorize, remember much.
但是呢，在他们生命中有经历、有认识的话，在他身上是活的，还在。
But those words that they have experienced, understand, still remain.
所以不要怕这个什么老年痴呆症。
So don't be afraid of like the Alzheimer's.
但是万一跑到我们身上的时候，那在我们在这个之前呢，让神的话丰富在我们身上。
But if that do happen to us, even before that happen, let God's words be fully be remembered on us.
也许外面我们不行了，但是什么，那个一提到神的时候就是火的。
It might be that we really cannot do much outwardly, but as soon as God's name is being mentioned, it's all become living.
神不是死人的神。
God is not the God of death.
所以神的话在我们里面是活的。
So God's words upon us are living.
带着生命的能力。
With the power of life.
所以神呢在摩西身上做了许多的事情。
So God has done much work on Moses.
所以你可以看到这个斯提凡在看到的哈，不管是在这个亚伯拉罕身上。在约瑟身上，在摩西身上，他不断的看见神的手，看见神的话，看见神的工作。
So Stephen has seen a lot of God's hands, God's work, and God's words upon Abraham, Joseph, and Moses.
然后他也看到那个神设立会幕在以色列当中的目的。
And also he saw the purpose of God set the tabernacle among Israelites.
所以这个他说这个摩西神在旷野的会中和西乃山上与那对他说话的天使同在。
So Moses was with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and in the tabernacle.
那这个在这一章里面讲到那旷野的会就是旷野的教会。
And talk about the testimony of the tabernacle in wilderness, which is the church in wilderness.
所以以色列出埃及之后，他们虽然到了旷野。
So even though after Israelites came out of Egypt, they arrived in wilderness.
啊，这是给告诉我们，就是以色列人不从此就不在埃及王法老的权势底下。
It tells us that Israelites were no longer under the power authority of Egypt and Pharaoh.
也不在这个埃及的这个领土的范围之内。
And no longer in the territory of Egypt.
所以今天对我们来讲，就是我们是不是离开世界，是不是离开撒旦的权势
？So to us, it means that whether we have left the world and left the dominion of Satan.
而且呢，这个以色列人在旷野的时候，他不管是起行或者是安营呢，都是神在带领。
And when Israelites were in the wilderness, whether they continue to go or they set up tents, it was all under the guidance of God.
以色列在这个旷野的时候呢，一切的安营起行呢，都是以会幕做中心。
And for Israelites, when they were in wilderness, whether they go or set up tents, they were all centered in the tabernacle.
所以它完全是以神做中心的。
So they were all centered upon God.
而且呢，他们的侍奉呢，是完全照着神的安排、神的启示。
And their services was all according to the arrangement and revelation of God.
他们整体成为耶和华的军队。
All of them become the army of Jehovah.
他们其实神是要借着他们把不但把以色列人带到神面前，也把列国、把万有在基督里面同归于一。
God would like to through them not only bring all the nations before God, but to sum up all things in Christ Jesus.
但是以色列人虽然进到了迦南，但是以色列人进迦南之后有许多的失败。
However, even though Israelites entered into Canaan, but afterwards they had many failures.
所以后来他们被掳到巴比伦去，但是神又使他们能够恢复回来。
So later on, they were being captive to Babylon, but God still restored them.
那在这一段话里面，这个讲到会幕的时候，斯蒂凡提到就是说，神并不住人手所造的。
So during all those when Stephen talked about tabernacle, he said that God does not live in what man made.
他提到说，神说哪里是我安息之所
？He mentioned that where is my resting place?
今天神也要问同样的问题给我们。
Today God also would like to ask us the same question.
如果我们的外面的工作很辉煌很大
，If our work is really great，
或者是我们外面的工作并不是让人家觉得那么辉煌
，Or our work really is not something to make people feel it's big。
神都要问一个问题，哪里是我安息之所
？God still would like to ask the same question: Where is my resting place？
神在我身上能安息吗
？Can God find rest on me？
圣灵在我身上会担忧吗
？Will I grieve the Holy Spirit？
圣灵在我身上会很不舒服吗
？Will the Holy Spirit feel uncomfortable in me？
如果我偏行己意
，If I keep my own ways，
如果我继续犯罪
，If I continue to sin，
如果不在乎神的旨意
，If I neglect of God's will，
得罪神的见证
，And also sin against God's testimony，
神没有办法安息
，God cannot find rest。
神说，神不是以房子做安息。
God said that He does not find His resting place in a building.
神所得着的人能够让神安息，这个人他一定能安息在神的面前。
If this person can let God find rest in him, then he's able to find rest before God.
所以，如果真正走在神的心意里面，不管多艰难，神既然在你身上安息，你在任何环境都能安息。
If you truly walk in the will of God, then regardless of how difficult the circumstances is, if God is able to find rest in you, then you are able to find rest.
但神给斯蒂凡一个看见，不管是亚伯拉罕蒙召也好，约瑟所经历过的也好，摩西经历过的也好。
And God has let Stephen saw that regardless of what Abraham, Joseph, and Moses experienced.
然后到了大卫为神盖的圣殿也好。
And also when David build a temple for God.
其实最重要的，神就是要使他的儿子来到地上。
The most important thing was that God would like His Son to be on this earth.
神是已经安排了一个救赎的计划。
God has already arranged the plan for redemption.
但是在历史历代，神得着器皿，来在这个计划当中，成为他旨意通行的这个管道。
And through all the generations, God would like to receive vessels to become the channel for His purpose to be fulfilled.
所以这个斯蒂凡呢，就把这些交通就转到说，神其实就是经过这么多事情，就是把耶稣基督带进来。
So Stephen, through all those fellowships, he say that through all these, that God is to bring Jesus Christ on earth.
但是以色列人呢，因着刚硬，就反而没有就看得懂，反而常常抵挡神。
But for Israelites, because of their hardness in hearts, they could not understand and also were against God.
所以他说，他们曾经杀害那些传耶稣基督要来的人。
And so he said that they have killed those who preach that Jesus Christ will come.
最后呢，他们甚至耶稣基督来的时候呢，他把主杀掉。
And at the very end, when Jesus Christ came, that they killed the Lord.
所以当他讲了这些话。那抵挡的人心就更加的刚硬，而且是反应更加的强烈。
So after Stephen said all this, the heart of rebellion became even greater, and there were more resistance.
其实你看这一段话哈，我看这段话，我觉得是圣灵借着斯提凡要把这听话的人挽回到神的面前。
Actually, when I read those verses, I see that it's the Holy Spirit through Stephen to try to restore those who listen to come before God.
但是听的人呢，因为坚持己意，就越来越加的刚硬。
But for those who heard, because they really insist upon themselves, therefore they became harder in their hearts.
斯提凡看见神的荣耀，他们看不见神的荣耀。
Stephen saw the glory of God, but they did not.
所以呢，他反而怎么样？就把斯蒂凡置于死地。
So they stoned Stephen into death.
但是斯蒂凡就是在那样的情况。
But for Stephen, under such circumstances,
他还是看见荣耀的，他还是看见神的荣耀向他打，天打开了，神的荣耀向他显现。
He still saw that heaven was open and the glory of God appeared to him.
不但如此呢，他呢还看见耶稣呢站在神的右边。
Not only that, he saw Jesus standing on the right side of God.
所以这里我们看到什么？他不但是与主同复活，他与主同坐在天上一样。
So we see.
虽然他在地上，但他在看到在天上。
So we see that not only he resurrected together with the Lord, but even though he was on earth, he was actually together with the Lord in heaven.
那当时天就开了，人子站在神右边。
And at that time, the heaven was open, and the Son of Man standing on the right side of God.
好像主看到一个这么像他的人。
As if the Lord had saw someone who was just like him.
在斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，他说了两句话。
There were two things that Stephen said when he was stoned to death.
第一个是求主接收我的灵。
First, he said, "Receive my spirit, Lord."
第二个呢，他说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
And second, he said that Lord, lay not the sin on their charge.
这个反应完全是主耶稣在十字架上的反应。
It was exactly the reaction of the Lord Jesus when he was on the cross.
所以你发现，这个思想是完全是从圣灵带领而形成的。
So you know that this thought is completely being guided by the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵的充满
，If not being filled by the Holy Spirit,
你想做也做不到。
It's impossible to do so even if you would like to do.
你想模仿也模仿不出来。
You cannot even imitate.
心里也许愿意，但到时候什么出来的就不是这个话。
It might be your heart is willing, but when the time comes, you cannot say this.
但斯蒂凡呢，他是就是在那个面临断气的时候，他说：“主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。”
And Stephen, right before he gave up his spirit, he said that Lord, do not charge the sin upon them.
所以我们看到什么？这个人是从灵、跟魂、跟身体都被主成全的人。
So you see, this person was someone being perfected by the Lord in his spirit, soul, and body.
上次在我们星期五在一起读经的时候，读了这一段，我就想起这个启示录，二十章有这么一段话。
As we study the Bible together on Friday night, and when I read this, it reminds me of the book of Revelation, chapter 20.
20章第4节.
Chapter 20, verse 4.
到第6节.
Through 6.
我看见有几个宝座, 也有坐在上面的, 并有审判的权柄赐给他们。 我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证, 并为神之道被斩者的灵魂, 和那没有拜过兽与兽像, 也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂, 他们都活了, 与基督一同作王1000年。
And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
这是头一次的复活, 其余的死人还没有复活, 只等那1000年完了。
But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
在头一次复活有份的人有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。
Blessed and holy is that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
我觉得斯提凡是在这个行列里面。I
feel that Stephen is in part of this.
今天你说拿一个例子，斯提凡是一个在这段话里面有个例子在他身上。
Stephen is actually an example upon those words.
如果从人的角度讲，他殉道，好像觉得我们不能接受。
In people's perspective, it seems like we cannot accept his martyrdom.
但是在主面前, 主已经为他预备了与他作王1000年。
But before the Lord, Lord has already prepared for Stephen to reign with him for 1,000 years.
他被圣灵充满, 甚至殉道, 都是积极的。
He was being filled by the Holy Spirit and being martyred. Those were all active.
我们但愿主亲自帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us himself.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们再把这些话交回到你的宝血底下。
Lord, we once again commit those words back to your precious blood.
求你给我们回头的亮光。
Pray that you give us light as we look back.
如果有何用的话, 就让我们从当中能够得益处。
If there are any words can be used by you, may you edify us.
如果有不准确的话, 求你为我们过滤, 好叫我们在你面前得益处。
If there are anything that's not correct, may you filter for us, and once again, we're also profitable.
愿你的名得荣耀, 愿你的教会得建造。
May your name be glorified and your church be edified.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.